Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
It'd be one moment, please. We're having experiencing some technical difficulties. Thank you.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, what do I want to do here? Okay.
Dr. Jewel, you're on the line.
Greetings, everyone. How are you?
Okay, we just lost Dr. Jewel again, so please bear with us.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties. Please bear with us.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole.
You are on the line.
Of a genetic upgrade. So we're so excited about that, and we are feeling the experience. So as you know, today I'm going to be talking to you about our brain, as usual. And before I get started, because we're going to talk about the importance of folic acid and B vitamins, let's hear from our sponsors. We've lost some time here because of technical difficulties, but I want to get this information out to you. So I'll be right back after this message, and let's talk about how to keep a youthful brain. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yes, our source is a neuron, a wonderful neuron, and I wanted to talk to you today about healthy brain function. I've been very concerned about the level of brain function I've been seeing around the planet, on the TV, listening to the conversations on the radio, et cetera, and we are having some serious problems. So, as usual, we want to keep the science simple, but we want to keep it as accurate as possible. And I was looking at what do we need to do to keep our brains youthful and functional. Okay, we still have a large population of our species going into personal care facilities and nursing homes, et cetera, because they are losing their memory and their mental acuity. So what are some of the simple things that we can do? We always talk about hydration. So important. Hydration means water from our definition, not just drinking any liquid beverage. No. Hydration is water, pure, high-quality water, not alcohol, not carbonated beverages, not juices, et cetera. Pure water is critical. This is so important. So hydration is first, and hydration is based on your body weight. Drinking at least 75%, we can give you a break here, at least 45% of your total body weight every day is necessary. So how do you do that? Well, simple, you know how much you weigh, you divide that by half, and then you decrease that by 5%, and that's the amount of ounces you should be drinking every day. Ounces, okay, for your healthy body as well as your brain. So I've been looking at how people eat, and that is a huge subject that's going to continue to grow in your mind, especially when you find out the absolute truth about eating. But in the meantime, what are one of the main foods that can also keep the mental acuity up without having to take Red Bull and a lot of these other brain stimulants? The B vitamins, and the most critical B vitamin is folic acid, B vitamin. So let me just tell you a little bit about that before we talk about one of the main roles that it plays in making sure that your brain stays young and healthy. Now, folate, F-O-L-A-T-E, also known as folacin, F-O-L-A-C-I-N, folic acid is another name, and pteroglutamic acid, that's the scientific name, and we abbreviate that PGA. This is considered one of the main brain foods of all of the B vitamins. It's needed for many things. Now, check this out. Look at the list. It's needed for energy production, the formation of healthy red blood cells. It strengthens the immune system. Well, why does it do that? Because it actually strengthens the function and the building of white blood cells. Okay? So that's how it strengthens the immune system. No white blood cells, you have a very poor immune system. Also, it is responsible for assisting one enzyme that is necessary for the production of nucleic acids, which contain the software programs that the cells function from, your nucleus. So your DNA as well as the RNA, that is the copies, and the software programs themselves, they cannot be produced and reproduced without folic acid. So this vitamin is extremely important. Remember it. Folic acid, folate, folacin, okay, PGA. These are all the different terms, but you need it. Also very necessary for your capacity to break down proteins. Now, remember, proteins are formed by linking amino acids together. Now, your body can make 8 of the amino acids, but we need 10 to have full, complete protein. So many people who are vegetarians, they get into problems with two things: obtaining the variety of amino acids they need, and then being able to synthesize all of them necessary, and to be able to break them down. So therefore, without the proper amino acids, you can't make proper proteins, and then that takes the body into a whole decline. Now, one of the things that's so important also, because of what folic acid does, it really helps to treat depression and anxiety. People who get very, very anxious, you know, almost hysterical, they're always flustered and fluttering around. They need more B vitamins if they don't have other problems going on, as well as those individuals that just can't seem to just move and do much of anything, depression. Increasing the dose of B vitamins, especially folic acid, is important. Now, in looking at this, this is also very important. Reproductive health with folic acid. We're finding that a lot of women that have early signs of cancer, they call that dysplasia. Folic acid ingestion, increased amounts, would help tremendously making sure that the cervix, cervical dysplasia, as we call it, resolves itself, because normally it stays, and then eventually it turns into outright cervical cancer. The doctors aren't telling them that they need to basically increase their B vitamin ingestion, especially folic acid, and the natural way to do that, first thing you should think about, green leafy vegetables, a great salad every day. A great salad every day. When I say great salad, it's not made out of iceberg lettuce. It has to be made out of dark leafy greens, wonderful romaine lettuce, etc. Now, many religions and other organizations talk about how kale and collards are weeds. Well, trust me, you'd rather eat these weeds every day, properly cooked, even raw, than for you to go without them and wind up having cervical dysplasia. Okay, do not allow your diet to go without dark green leafy vegetables. It's important that you eat these weeds. Some people call them collard greens are weeds, kale are weeds, but it's more important that you eat that, especially if you're pregnant, expecting to have a healthy baby, and you're not eating dark green leafy vegetables for that baby to be born with the spinal column still open. It never closed. And so, therefore, we call those spinal defects, spina bifida, et cetera. From not getting enough B vitamins, I don't think so. So it's very, very important to eat dark green leafy vegetables. You don't want to have a sandwich that does not have lettuce on it. You do not want to eat a meal that you're not eating dark green leafy vegetables. And if possible, raw dark green leafy vegetables, as well as cooked if you would like. But raw dark green leafy vegetables ensures that the heat or any other technique that may be used has not altered the folic acid, which is what we're talking about. So folic acid is also very important for the formation of the nervous system of healthy children. Now, for me, what is the big issue? The big issue for a healthy, vital brain, regardless of how long it's existed. The brain is 100 years old, so what? It could still think like it was 25 if it's cared for. The brain, 200 years old. And if it's cared for properly, it functions like it's 25 years old. First rule, hydration, hydration, hydration. Second rule, B vitamins, B vitamins, B vitamins, given to you ideally through dark green leafy vegetables that have not been highly altered with heat or heavily spiced. Now, there's an amino acid that we really have to watch out for. It's called methionine. Methionine is a standard amino acid needed to produce protein. Now, remember the situation here. You have to have amino acids. The body then knows how to take the acids, the amino acids, hook them together to make a protein. Now, everybody thinks they know what a protein is. Okay, so they look at their arms and their legs, et cetera, and usually that's what most people think is protein. Okay, they forget about the attachment of the skin, a lot of protein needed, and all of the cells that make the skin. Okay, the collagen layer underneath that keeps the skin attached on top of the fat, very necessary, but also every thought that you think is composed of a protein. And I'm very concerned about those individuals who are extremely cerebral, okay? That is all of our scientists, all of our writers, all of our individuals who are lecturers, architects, et cetera. I'm concerned about whether they are eating enough foods containing the adequate amount of amino acids so that their body can make the proteins necessary for their thinking. Every thought you have is a neuroprotein. That is that the brain has to make this particular type protein because it's the brain that translates your thoughts. It's the brain that translates your thoughts into chemicals that the body can understand. So we speak English to each other or French or Spanish, etc., but you as a consciousness speaks to your body through protein because your thoughts are translated by your brain into proteins. Your thoughts are translated from you via your brain, by your brain, into a protein. That's released into the bloodstream, goes through the nervous system, and then every cell in your body, whether it's the kidney or the liver or the bladder or the eye, knows what you have been thinking. So get this clear in your understanding of how you are structured. You, as a consciousness, have a mind that is a collection of thoughts and abilities to process information in its energy form. We're going to talk about that on a show one day very soon. And therefore, you decide you want to go on a trip or you want to have a meal, etc. Well, how does that get relayed to the body? The brain does it for you. The brain actually then synthesizes the physical components of a thought, which are amino acids made by the brain that are released into the bloodstream and then through every cell in the body, through the peripheral nervous system, so that every cell knows, oh, that you wanted to go shopping, that you wanted to have a meal, that you wanted to stand up. And this process happens so fast, in nanoseconds, that you don't even recognize all of these different cascades of activities that have occurred for your body to finally recognize you want to give it a hamburger. So without these amino acids, the brain cannot form the neural proteins so that your body knows what you want it to do. This is very important. The body has to know what you are thinking through the formation of protein. So many people eat protein relative to the amount of muscle mass that they want to carry on their bones, but they don't think about all the thoughts that they are having every day. Now, they say that the average person has maybe about 40,000 standard thoughts that they have. Well, I think that's relatively a low number. I think it's probably even more. However, we find that even if that was true, that you only had 40,000 standard thoughts a day, we still are not eating enough high-quality amino acids that the brain can use to make your thoughts physical, known as a neuropeptide, so that the body precisely knows what you want to do and to achieve. It's important. So, talking about youth and the brain, this is the key for today. I'm giving you a lot of information. Again, two major keys, hydration and folic acid in the form of at least green leafy vegetables. Now, why is this so important, and what happens if your brain does not get enough folic acid? Well, I talked about methionine, and it is a unique amino acid necessary to make proteins. But when the proteins are made with the use of methionine, there has to be other substances in the body that are to break this methionine down into its neutral state. When that doesn't happen, the first breakdown of the proteins that have contained the amino acid methionine breaks down into something that we call homocysteine. Homocysteine. And this is a amino acid that is the first stages of breaking down proteins made with the amino acid methionine. Now, when that amino acid homocysteine is not further broken down, why? Because there's not enough B vitamins in the body, it stays homocysteine. And when that happens, now we start getting problems because the body doesn't like that homocysteine just hanging around. So it seems as though it attracts fat to it. So if it's in the bloodstream, it causes the walls of the arteries that carry your blood to basically attract more fat, and it doesn't get digested well, and it accumulates inside the arteries, which can lead to stroke and just a lot of other things. Hardening of the arteries is the main issue. And therefore, with these amino acids, homocysteine, gathering in the bloodstream, gathering in the body because it's not further broken down, it also causes an accumulation to occur in your brain. This is a biggie. And so, therefore, with the accumulation in the brain, it literally strangles off the neuron and keeps the neuron from functioning. So I want to go more into this because I really want you to begin to see the intricacy of how something so simple as a diet that always contains greens, dark green leafy vegetables, greens, whether they're steamed, boiled, and definitely raw, are so important for your diet. And we have people that go around, and that is not something that they ensure that they're going to have in their diet every day. They're like, oh, no, you know, they just want to eat meat and crackers and meat and chips and, you know, carbonated beverages and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they may not see or consume anything that's green at all for weeks and weeks at a time. They have no idea about how in their future they're going to watch the agility of their brain, their memory, and so many other important functions of the body become sluggish because the brain tissue that controls your thoughts, that actually produces your thoughts, cannot do that because those areas are full of homocysteine that creates these plaques. So our sponsor wants to talk to you, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to finish show more about what happens here with the loss of your acute mental agility, your capacity to remember, because you're ignoring eating salads and green leafy vegetables. And a salad is not a salad when it's made with iceberg lettuce. I just want you to remember that. All so many other greens are available to you that have far more chlorophyll, but you've got to be wise enough to choose them. Be right back after this message.
humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Yes, fall semester is coming up soon, as a matter of fact, in November. Yeah, we made it later because we had to go to Mexico, and we had to recover from having the new genes that we have and the new software programs and a lot of other things. And so this fall semester is going to be so hot, so incredible, but also good for you because we're going to start late, going to be starting in November, and we'll have all that information for you because you've got to learn how to take care of your body, your owner's manual. So definitely the anatomy and physiology course will be there and just a lot of other things for you. So if you missed that anatomy and physiology course last semester, don't do it. Don't do that again. How in the world are you going to really understand how important it is that you have an immortal body, that this mighty body can do whatever you are able to communicate to it to do, but you have to have some information in the brain, and you have to have a proper diet, as we're talking about, and you have to know what connects to what so that you can stay consistent and in alignment to be able to be here for as long as you like and in the condition that you desire. Okay, age has nothing to do with it unless you don't understand what to do, so that age is something that is a measurement for whatever you'd like to measure, but it has nothing to do with the level of functionality in your health if you have your owner's manual to your body. So I just had to continue on about that commercial because it's very important. And now we're going to go back to looking at now what actually happens with the brain, your memory, and its longevity and youthfulness. The B vitamins are critical for the production of what? These neurotransmitters. And the neurotransmitters are the substances that the neurons use to communicate with each other. Okay, your thoughts are processed by hundreds of thousands, millions of neurons, not just one neuron. And the neuron is the name of the cell that composes the brain. Now, there's different type cells in the brain, okay? And the neurons are the ones that are responsible for making the neuropeptides that tell the body what to do. You've got other type cells in the brain that do all kinds of things. But the neuron is one of the main cells that translates your thoughts from your mind into a physical reality. They need B vitamins, the neurons, to be able to do that, to make the neurotransmitters so they can communicate between each other. And then once all of the neurons decide that this is what you're thinking, then they will then make the substance that will go out into the bloodstream so that the cell knows what you are thinking. So we find that when you do not have regular B vitamins on board, and especially that folic acid, you will see a diminution in your memory, as well as your capacity to recall, as well as your capacity to learn new information. Okay, this is great. Now, check this out. A lot of people have inflammation, fibromyalgia, arthritis, it goes chronic this and chronic that. Are they really looking at their diet and making sure that they are getting enough folic acid, folate, B vitamins, as well as eating green leafy vegetables that have folate in them. This is one of the main sources. There's other vegetables that have folate in them. I'll talk about that a little later. But green leafy vegetables, you'll always be able to get folate from green leafy vegetables. Now, this inflammation is created, especially in the brain, by too much homocysteine being in the brain because the methionine wasn't completely metabolized and eliminated from the system. Now, remember the methionine was the amino acid we talked about. It's an important amino acid. You have to have it. You cannot live without the amino acid methionine, but it has to be neutralized and broken down appropriately after that protein has been made and served its function. And when that's not completed, the residual breakdown product of methionine produces this chemical known as homocysteine. And the homocysteine is what creates the problems, and especially in the brain, because it causes the brain to get clogged up. Okay, so it's almost like getting a clogged up toilet in the brain. Too much homocysteine, the neurons can't communicate. They do not make the neurotransmitters. They do not send the electrical impulses to make sure that the neurotransmitters are potent, so that when they go into the bloodstream and get to the cells, that the cells are very clear about the translation of the neuropeptides and then be able to execute by changing their function to give you the action that you want. Now, also one of the things that happens is that this homocysteine interferes with the expression of your genes. Now, remember, the genes are the software programs that tell the cells what to do. And so, for example, if you want to be able to write a letter, okay, then that's a command to the cells of your body, especially the cells that are responsible for the operation of the hands, the fingers, the eyes, your coordination, et cetera, and to be able to allow the brain to translate from your thoughts the words that need to then be placed on the paper by the hands and its muscles, et cetera. All of those chain reactions have to occur in sequence for you to be able to write a letter. And when that homocysteine builds up in the brain, that is not going to happen because the brain cannot consistently make the neuropeptides needed, translate your thoughts, that gives the commands to the tissues of the body what it is that you want to do. So therefore, you'll want to write a letter, but you won't be able to, you won't be able to hold focus, you'll recognize you can't get the hands to work, your handwriting has changed. Pay attention to this, because it comes on very subtly. Many people will be like, I've heard people even say this, it's like, wow, you know, my handwriting has just really gotten worse lately. You know, I don't know if it's because I don't write as much as I used to or whatever, but I mean, my handwriting used to be beautiful, and now I can barely read it. Listen to yourselves. How many of you have said this? Well, what do you think you're doing? You are diagnosing yourself and admitting that your neurologic acuity, that is the creation of the thoughts, the brain's capacity to translate those thoughts into chemistry that the tissues can understand, is out of balance. And so what you are thinking, the tissues are not getting that same information. The translation of your thoughts is off. It's altered. And that happened in the brain because the brain did not receive proper and thorough hygiene. Yeah, it did not receive proper and thorough hygiene. Have you thought about that? What is the hygiene procedures for you to keep a healthy brain? Well, that's what we're talking about. And I'm already giving you two main keys. You've got to keep it hydrated, and you got to make sure that this homocysteine doesn't build up in the brain because you are giving it enough what? Folate, folic acid. Now, something that's very interesting here also is that turning the genes on and off. That's, for example, if I decided I want to go back to school, so I need to be able to increase my reading skills, my comprehension, that kind of thing. Need to keep myself alert so I can sit there for, you know, 2 hours and pay attention. You have software programs and genes are the same thing. Remember that. So when we talk about genes, we're talking about software programs. Say that with me. Software programs equal genes. Genes equal software programs. So when you want to execute new behaviors or shut down behaviors, you're talking about changing gene function. You've got to have enough B vitamins on board for that to happen, because if there's not enough folic acid or folate, then the capacity for you via your thinking to turn your genes on and off doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. So when I hear people, wow, I've been trying to break this habit for so long, this and that and the other, and I just don't know what it is. I just can't seem to stay away from this or that. Something so simple. Hydration. Folic acid. They're probably low in their B vitamins. Folic acid is one of the main B vitamins in the family of what we call B complex. These are your golden, bright yellow, green, golden vitamins. And so you'll also recognize that a lot of these people also, they don't get enough sunlight, because it's also directly from the sunlight, golden color. Oh, yeah, that they can get that same frequency and be able to support their tissues. Now, we'll talk about that at some later shows, too. But to get the proper light is the same thing as to get the proper vitamins so that the body can turn genes on, turn software programs on, turn software programs off, turn the genes off. At your command, but at the body level, at the tissue level, that only occurs if all of the nutrients that the body needs are there. This homocysteine that's hanging around after the breakdown of amino acids that have done their work is not present. It blocks up the system. It attracts too much fat. It has a lot of destructive tendencies. And most of all, the genes are not able to be turned on and off at will because of the low level of B vitamins. So when things get really bad, this substance known as beta amyloid, oh my goodness, this stuff piles up and it's just like gunk in the brain. And it just sits there and sits there, and it just blocks up everything. It's like the neurons literally are just drowning in waste and trash. And this is what you see when you go into the senior citizen homes. When you go into the senior citizen homes, many of the patients are there because they've been chronically dehydrated and chronically depleted of B vitamins, foods that are green, foods that are raw, foods that are just lightly steamed and not overcooked. And when you go into many of these places, it's very hard for them to come back because the diet is so altered. The diet is so altered in many of these places. They're not giving them filtered water. They're even getting water from the tap has chlorine in it, has fluorine in it, and that's already going to shut down the nervous system. The food is wrapped up in aluminum foil. It's cooked in aluminum pots. And then what do they give them? Where is the salad? And I've asked this when I've gone into these places to see patients or even to see my loved ones. Where is the salad? Well, they have such a hard time being able to chew it. You know, their dentures are slipping or they don't have teeth. And so it is a chronic problem. Now, it's amazing. When I checked, even these individuals, these nursing centers, they don't even give them multiple vitamins every day. Because all vitamins that are worth the V in the name vitamin have B vitamins in them. They don't have any B vitamins in them. The very thing that they need so that they just won't sit there and just drool and not recognize that they're here on the planet. So it's a vicious cycle if you allow this to occur that can stop. So I thought about it. I said, okay, well, what can happen? Let's just, okay, they haven't kept themselves hydrated well. They haven't basically eaten well. Okay, so how are we going to get rid of this homocysteine and see if we can increase their mental accuracy, acuity? Well, a lot of the places frown on even trying to do better. Why? Now, this is something. See, I'm showing you how all of this relates to everything, is that when you hydrate a person, what happens? Well, obviously, you're going to urinate more unless you're extremely dehydrated. Obviously, you're going to also have bowel movements and more bowel movements unless you are extremely constipated or obstipated. You're going to have more bowel movements. Now, urinating more and having more bowel movements is a nightmare for nursing homes and personal care facilities. I'm just going to tell you right now, we don't think about these things, but they do because they only have X amount of staff, a certain number of staff that are assigned certain numbers of patients to care for. That means that they have to be ushered to the toilet more frequently for urination, or that if the patient is suffering from incontinence, they're going to urinate more of themselves, which does what? Increases the risk of the skin breaking down. They develop bed sores. We call that the Cupid eye that can get infected, and it goes on and on and on and on. So they're not happy when they talk about hydration, unless you got a Foley bag in. And that's where they basically then drain the urine out of the bladder. And that leads to a whole other series of problems with the bladder and the urethra. Now you have patients wanting to defecate more. Wonderful for the body, but for the people that have to clean the client up or to assist them, patient, in cleaning themselves up or getting them to the toilet, limited staff, again, it just is a cycle. That is a no-no. They're not excited about that. So you come in there and you're like, okay, well, you know, I want my mom to have more water and, you know, we want to start giving her more salad, da-da-da-da. You would think that they would be happy about it because you found out about all this information that I'm just giving to you. Do not be disappointed if that is not the reaction. And it's important for you to recognize that you may have to get involved in assisting the facility with your loved ones because you decided that you do want them at some point to come back home, that you do want their memory to get better. Just applying more B vitamins, making sure they get those green leafy vegetables in them every day, making sure that they can chew them well because they may now have to go and get re-scented for their dentures, or they may have to have more tooth care, et cetera, so that they can chew it. So I'm bringing this to your attention because you may be driving home, even on your way to see your parents or your grandparents, et cetera, and this information you didn't have. This information you hadn't even thought about for yourself. Well, please do, because I definitely want you to recognize that whatever they're experiencing, you don't have to experience that. all you have to do is just take action now and be very clear about what you can do today so you don't have that same response 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Please pay attention. I've talked to people for the last 30 years about how this problem with themselves, their parents, their grandparents could have been resolved through nutrition and some basic standard everyday procedures. Hydration, water, not a whole bunch of other beverages. Making sure you eat well, green leafy vegetables, cooked, steamed, raw, but every day. This is important. So when we go into many cities, many areas of the cities are what we call grocery store deserts. They don't have grocery stores where they have fresh produce for them. So I'm so glad to see where now the block clubs, the neighborhoods are beginning to have their own gardens with their own green leafy vegetables so they can just walk next door right up the street or to the corner and get their green leafy vegetables because this was becoming a real problem because nobody was speaking out about the fact as to what you can do preventatively to keep your brain healthy. And, you know, I'm going to be shouting this to the top of my lungs and to you continuously about not taking that brain for granted. Do not take the brain for granted. So we don't have much time left, but let me give you this detail because I could talk about this for a very long time. You want to take a B-complex vitamin, B-complex, because it has all the B vitamins. The body doesn't like for you to shotgun it, so they don't want you to just give it biotin. You know, a lot of women, oh, I want to have smooth skin, so I want the biotin, which is the B vitamin. And then they say, oh, no, well, you know, I want to take nicotinamide. They're putting that a lot now in these weightlifting, you know, muscle-building vitamins because it really makes sure that the nutrients get into the small areas in the muscles because it opens up and dilates the blood vessels. Phenic acid. No, many people don't know about that pantothenic acid, but that is so important. If you get a B-complex, it's going to have pantothenic acid, biotin, folate, the biggie for brain health, all in them together. So we definitely recommend the B-complex. They call it a B-complex vitamin, that you get the B-complex. And then if you know that your mental acuity has slowed down and you want to pep it up, you'll take a folate tablet as well as a B-complex tablet together. Make sure you drink plenty of water and make sure you get a nice big salad in once or twice a day. This is what you have to do to keep that brain healthy, to keep so many things healthy. Now, this was interesting, and I don't know how many women know that, but so many women are on birth control, conception or contraception formulas, things that B vitamins do. They use up your B vitamins, your folic acid especially. So most institutions that give you these contraceptions, they're not giving you B-complex along with the contraceptive, but that's how it should be distributed because this is one of the main vitamins that is used up. Many of the B vitamins are used up, and especially the folate when you're taking birth control pills, contraception. Pay attention to this. So, for brain health, hydration, and folic acid. Let's give ourselves the folic acid in our diet, or again, a B-complex, and then take a low dose of folic acid along with it, 400 micrograms a day. It's very important, and that will really, really help the brain. Still have your relatives, your loved ones that are in personal care facilities, that are in nursing homes, let's give them folic acid, okay? So it's the tooth issue, it's all these other things, et cetera. We just cannot get around the hydration. They're going to have more fluid, more water, but we can give them a B-complex and a small amount of folic acid, 400 micrograms. And let's see after 3 months, at the latest, that they're going to recognize you when you come to visit them, that they're going to be able to call your name. They're going to start talking about the things in the past, okay? And many of these personal care facilities and nursing homes, they don't give vitamins. They do not give a standard vitamin. So you check on that, because this disorder can be reversed. Of course, the longer it's existed, it's going to take, especially if we have the issues with being able to masticate, that is to chew high-quality foods, to be able to hydrate the body very rapidly, okay? So you can't increase the fluids right away, because that is definitely going to increase the amount of urination. And if these individuals are incontinent, where they have to wear special garments to help them control their urine, if they have any control at all, we got to protect their skin. We got to make, you know, recognize that they don't have anybody there that can change them immediately, that kind of thing. But we can gradually increase the fluids. Everything can be reversed. That's what I want to say to you. Everything can be reversed. So don't settle for thinking that that's how it is. It's not. You just have to have the information, and you need to start using the information because it's available. Brain acuity, hydration, memory, hydration, to be able to recall instantly, B vitamins, folic acid, B vitamins, dark green leafy vegetables, B vitamins, folic acid, okay? And where does this come from? Well, interesting. You know, I'm not so big on corn anymore, but let me give you the list very quickly. Asparagus, brewer's yeast, brown rice, the meats, chicken, beef, green leafy vegetables of all types, legumes such as lentils, liver, mushrooms, oranges, split pea, all the root vegetables, salmon, tuna, wheat germ, they are all very high in folic acid. But the green leafy vegetables, collards, spinach, kohlrabi, Swiss chard, lettuce, but not iceberg, okay, romaine, leaf lettuce, dib lettuce, it goes on and on, dandelion, arugula. Let's eat healthier foods and keep ourselves hydrated. So tomorrow is our wonderful psychoneuroimmunology with Dr. Pierman. Make sure you're here to understand how your thinking heals the body or makes you sick. And join us for our brain balancing program, JUIS.education, to join. You want to make sure that your brain is healthy. What are you doing every day to